Jesus talks about how this is going to happen. The church will become one.
Yep.
It's just whether or not you're going to get on board with that or not. Jesus says that you have to, before he can come back, the church has to become one. Because his bride has to be purified and ready for him to come.
Howdy and welcome to the Theological Mutts Podcast. I'm Jason.
I'm Riley.
And today we're going to be talking about the scariest verse in the Bible that we've ever read.
All right, so I'm just going to read it. It's John chapter 17, verses 20 through 23. It says, this is Jesus speaking, do not ask for these only, but those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them, and you in me, that they may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that you sent me and loved them even as you loved me. So, Jason, why is that so scary? It doesn't seem scary. It seems peaceful. Like, Jesus loves us.
Very hopeful. Yeah, okay. So, why that is super scary is that Christians are super not doing that. That's why to me it's the scariest verse in the Bible, because I've spent most of my Christian walk trying to share people with Jesus, and I wasted my time because I wasn't doing it in the way
that Jesus says we should.
Yeah.
Ooh, how many people do you think are out there like not doing what Jesus said, trying to get people to come to Jesus?
Well, if they're like me, I'm still doing it, so probably a lot.
Ooh, me too.
Yeah, it's just a crazy thought that Jesus's call on the church to share the gospel is not by coming with the greatest answers or apologetics. Not that those, I mean, I love apologetics. Riley knows I go apologetic crazy. I love doing that stuff, but that's not what's going to reveal to people that Jesus was sent by the Father. He says it's when y'all who hear from the apostles, that would be us.
Yeah.
That would be you.
Hopefully we hear from the apostles.
When y'all are one.
When we are one, then non-believers will know that Jesus was sent by the Father.
That's scary, because we're not one.
How do we become more one?
Yeah, so that, I mean, that's the hard question, and I don't think that there is, a perfect answer for that right now. I'm sure that there is, right? Jesus has the perfect answer for that, but I'm not Jesus. Mm-hmm. I think that it takes fighting. I think that it takes doing things that may not be
comfortable
or things that may not be perfectly unifying now, but are a step in the right direction. Mm-hmm. I just think of it, for instance, Catholics and Protestants, right? I know the teaching of the Catholic Church is that we can't receive communion from them, mm-hmm. and they can't receive communion from us.
Might be crazy if this video got the Pope somehow to like
Pope Francis. Let's make it happen, buddy.
We can become unified and become less scared.
And if any listeners have Pope Francis on like speed dial,
yes,
send him this video or
we
this
need
podcast.
Share it with everyone so Pope Francis will get this video.
Yes. Thank you. Do it. But I know that that's a point of division. The Bible talks about going to the same table. And I know that because of the current teachings and climate, that's not going to happen. But maybe we can take a step in that right direction of having communion at the same place, right? That's not where we need to be, but it's a step in the right direction. And so I think we just have to be willing to, and I don't mean compromise on the truth of the gospel.
No.
But being willing to lay down our pride and make a bridge. And work that way.
Yeah.
Right, what do you think?
I don't know. I was just kind of thinking as you were like talking about it. Like, I wonder if someone from the Roman Catholic Church would accept the Eucharist from a priest that has apostolic authority that maybe is Anglican. But then the Anglican priest could also give it to those who are Protestant if they've been baptized.
I don't know.
I was just like wrestling with it in my brain. But that's besides the point. How do we bring more unity? Well, I think that the first thing it looks like is just prayer. Just prayer.
This is why I have my wife, because that did not cross my mind. I'm so terrible.
And the reason for that being is because I think that the biggest sin that a lot of us struggle with is pride, going back to what you were saying. But the only way to eliminate pride is to truly come before a holy and righteous God, reveal your sin in your life, lay that down and repent, and then live differently, and then continue to come back to God for repentance. And I think that without doing those things, we are never going to become unified, because what happens is we become prideful, and then we live out that pride every day, thinking this is the way that we have to do it, when it's not really coming to God saying, God, show me what you want. It's going to God and saying, this is what I'm doing.
And I think, too, that there is this idea that we've got to throw away all denominations. And while I'm not always the biggest fan of denominations, I don't think that is true, because Jesus says, and the Bible says, that every tribe and every tongue will bow before him and call him Lord. It doesn't say that one tribe will. Mm-hmm. It says that every tribe will. So but there's idea that there are people with differences still coming to the same Jesus.
Yeah, but also understanding that scripture is talking about those that are unbelievers too.
I think it's talking about groups of people.
I 100% agree.
I don't think
think that it's specific to groups of unbelievers or groups of believers. I think it's
groups of people. When people read every tribe, what they think of is people in the Amazon.
Yeah.
And that's not true. That is a tribe of people. There are lots of tribes in the Amazon. We should witness to them and bring them Jesus. I'm not saying we shouldn't do that. But we're so modernized, we don't think that we're a tribe.
But we are.
You are.
And the group of people that you hang out with
is a tribe.
Is a tribe. And one day y'all are going to bow down to the name of Jesus just like everyone is.
And so I think we have this idea that everybody coming to Jesus means they have to give up their identity in a way. Mm-hmm. Like basically we think they have to become more like us to come to Jesus, where whatever group you're in. So if you're Catholic, you think, well, they've got to become more Catholic. As a Protestant,
or then you need to become more present.
As an American, honestly, and as an American, I think you got to look more American.
Yeah.
Right? And that's just not what the Bible says. Mm-hmm. And we've got to be willing, that point of pride where we think to enter into the kingdom, they have to look less like themselves and more like me, has to go out the window.
Yeah. Because Jesus he's across the entire world. It's not just where we are in our little tiny podunk town.
Podunk town.
Yeah,
sorry, in Southeast Ohio. Yeah, but I think that and that's why I think it's such a scary verse, because for us anyway, for me, I think it's such a scary verse because I realize my community isn't there.
Yeah,
and so that means that.
I mean, even to go as far as to say, like, our family isn't
No, because I still do that to people. I say, for you, I think in my mind, for you to be closer to Jesus, you got to look more like what I'm doing. And how arrogant is that?
And that's individual, like. Yeah. On an individual level, let alone bringing 100 people together.
Oh, yeah.
That are all very similar in those perspectives.
Maybe it's so scary because I realize how prideful I am, which means I realize how much the Holy Spirit is necessary for that to make it happen.
Oh, 100% the Holy Spirit is extraordinarily
because it
necessary.
Won't happen. Like, it's...
And Jesus talks about how this is going to happen. The church will become one.
Yep.
It's just whether or not you're going to get on board with that or not. Jesus says that you have to, before he can come back, the church has to become one, because his bride has to be purified and ready for him to come.
Yeah.
And so it's not like we're all just sitting around doing nothing. We've got a purpose on this earth, and we've got to start living out that purpose. And that should be what's more scary, is that Jesus is coming back and you need to get on board or not. I'm not trying to like be all like hellfire and brimstone, because that's not who I am, and I don't like even like to talk like that. But that's what this verse is talking about, is that unity is required
for the next step. And the scarier part is I mean, it's going to happen, but you can fight against or for that.
I just think of the verse that talks about all the people that said, Lord, Lord, I prophesied.
Didn't
Lord,
we do
I cast
all this
out
crazy
demons.
Stuff,
I did all these things in your name. And Jesus looks at them and says, go away, because I never knew you. I don't know who you are. And I think that is like, that's pretty scary too. Man, we should make another
two.
Verse
like
this. You
two
got
of
two for
the scariest
one.
Verses we've
two for
ever
one.
Read.
We'll ever. Make this like a series or something.
Yeah,
sure.
I don't know. Yeah, but that I just think that's, I don't know. Comment down below if you think that's as scary as what we do, because it scares me that the Church of America could be doing all this work for nothing.
And I think that just last piece of hope that it goes back to, can we as individuals pray and ask God for unity and then be willing to be unified with people that we disagree with? And if that's the case, then like we're going to see the mission of God go forward because we're laying down ourselves and asking less of us, Lord, more of you, like John says.
And it's easy to be pessimistic. I'm pessimistic. And my natural self, I go, that's impossible. But what's impossible with man is possible with God.
Yeah, so I don't know. That's all we got. If you found this video helpful, make sure to check out more videos here.